This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Program. We've been talking about sugar tax or a drink tax, sugary drinks in Seattle. This is not the first city to do it, but it is one of the bigger ones with a 1.75 cent per ounce tax, bringing up the cost of your favorite 2-liter fizzy beverage to, yeah, I'm not a soda drinker, but, you know, some people are, or any sugary beverage. You like, sugared, you know, lemonade or something like that.
If I'm going to drink something like that, personally, I want a locally made soda pop that's like...
They're going to hit you with that. If it's made in Seattle, they don't care.
I know. But I'm that's what I'm going for. Yeah. I'm not going for the, like, Coca-Cola and a mouthful of carbon, and it's just gross. It tastes like a... It's thick. It feels thick going down. It's like you're drinking syrup to me. It's gross.
It's pretty rare that I'll have soda these days, and I quit drinking that kind of stuff back when I was like 19, and I went I went total water, like, all the time. And it was hard to do because I was so used to drinking sugary drinks at that time in my life that it was, you know, it was like I had to force myself. I literally had a gallon of water that I trucked around with me and, you know, took everywhere with me and that I would drink from. So I literally forced myself to do it. And now I love water. It's so good. Sometimes when I'm thirsty, it tastes sweet to me.
I drink like 2 pots of coffee a day. Yeah. That's what I do.
Full caffeine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. I want to hear from somebody who's behind this tax. I want to hear from the side, callers, somebody who thinks that this is a good idea, that they believe that taxing things...
Sarah, paging Sarah.
This is totally up her alley. Yeah, she actually used to call about this issue because...
Paging Sarah in New Mexico.
Because Albuquerque or Santa Fe, one or the other, or both, were proposing
tax,
something like this. So again, you want to join us, you can. Also on the way, get a little bit of cryptocurrency-related news where the Japanese virtual currency girls are now spreading cryptocurrency knowledge, which I just love this. Kind of like, you know, K-pop or J-pop. They got these, you know, teenage girls and teenage boys that do amazing song and dance routines. I don't know if you've ever seen any of this stuff, Will.
Yeah.
So now they got the virtual currency girls, Japanese female idols. So we'll tell you more about that coming up here.
Cryptocurrency hentai.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. Costco in downtown Seattle. Customers are shocked at the new prices. Costco even has photographs up explaining, or signage up explaining what is going on, why there's all these new taxes on things. In fact, let's see here. Yeah, they've got actually at Costco, they've got a pretty lengthy explanation here. The city of Seattle sweetened beverage tax of 1.75 cents per ounce is included at the retail price of all sweetened beverages. And it says here that it does not apply to syrups or powders intended for personal use, such as granulated sugar, honey, agave, or similar products. But if you've got a sweetened drink, any kind, it's going to get hit with this 1.75 cent per ounce tax. Let's see here. One shopper, Teresa Cannon, says, if that's something you really drink a lot, I doubt that you would drive the extra mile to pay less. She's saying she would just go ahead and pay the tax rather than take the time and the gas money to go somewhere else. Supporters of the tax say they welcome the new revenue and claim it'll help lower rates of obesity and diabetes. According to Seattle City Council member Lorena Gonzalez, she says, quote, 7 years ago, I lost my father to diabetes, and I have a mother who has type 2 diabetes as well. This is an issue that impacts Latino communities in particular. So, Will, I mean, don't you care about people with diabetes?
Yeah, I care about people with diabetes. My brother has juvenile onset diabetes, and he didn't get it from drinking sugary drinks. It's genetic. It was something that runs in our family. My grandmother had diabetes. My great-grandmother had diabetes. My aunt had diabetes. My mother has diabetes. And guess what? None of them got their diabetes from drinking sugary drinks. It came from alcoholism, not from drinking beer. I mean, from drinking soda pop. Mm-hmm. It came from living on beer and... for my grandmother, my great-grandmother, it was basically living on, you know, things that you shouldn't be living on.
Right.
You know, you have to
have lifestyle.
Bad lifestyles. But that doesn't mean that the government should raise, I mean, if sin taxes are wrong on alcohol, they're wrong on soda. And
well,
if
these people wouldn't
soda,
say they're
wrong on alcohol.
These people wouldn't say they're wrong. They said we need higher taxes on all of this to keep people away from it.
That's social engineering.
That's exactly what it is.
It's social engineering.
And it doesn't work.
No, it's never worked.
Yeah. I mean, you can't prohibit things.
I didn't stop smoking cigarettes when they went to be $8 a pack. I didn't stop smoking cigarettes when they were $14 a pack.
What, how old were you when you started smoking cigarettes?
Smoking? Yeah. 16.
Okay, so you were below the legal age. So you've been breaking the law on cigarettes for a long time.
Why? I started chewing tobacco when I was 11.
Glad you still don't do that.
Yeah.
That's a nasty habit. Oh, man. People carrying around them soda bottles just sitting into them all the time.
That used to be me when I was a teenager in my younger days. I told you, man, I grew up in Appalachia.
You're a real redneck.
I'm a hick,
America's favorite redneck Muslim. That's what they call you nowadays. The city of Seattle says the new tax is expected to generate $15 million for the city in the first year, which will help promote access to healthy food and address education funding shortfalls. Who could be against that? Well, I mean, we want people to eat healthy. We want education, right? I mean,
you hate children. Job to protect us from ourselves. No, I love children, and I, as a responsible adult and responsible parent, buy the things for my children that they should have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stock my house with crap. We buy 2 4-packs of soda, not 2 12-packs. And my kids know that soda is not for kids, that juice is for kids, water's for kids, milk is for kids. And you know what? They'll tell you they would rather have a glass of milk and an apple than a glass full of soda and a handful of potato chips or cookies.
Teresa Mosqueda, Seattle City Council member, says, quote, "We can now reinvest in programs like Farm to Table, which increases food stipends and nutritional education programs. The Fresh Bucks Bag to Go program makes sure kids have bags of food when they're not in school."
Listen, man.
This is going to put food in hungry children's bellies, Will.
If people on subsidies were interested in... farm-to-table food, then they would have it. Because you can buy the seed, you can buy plants, you can go to Walmart and go to their nursery and literally fill your garden with plants, as long as they're food-based plants, on your food stamp card. So you can go plant a garden on your food stamp card. So if you are interested in farm-to-table food, the subsidies that exist already can provide you the ability to do that.
If you're willing to put the work in.
If you want to put the work in, exactly. Yeah. And the people, it's there if they want it, and the people who do want to use it that way do. And the people who don't want to use it that way go and fill up a cart full of soda pops and candies and cookies and lunch meat and all the things. It's easy for the thing, and that they don't have to do nothing to get off the couch, and they can tell the kids, well, you could just go throw it in the microwave and I could sit here and watch Oprah.
Yep. The new president.
You know? I mean, and you don't get, as the person living in the town, you don't get to decide whose parent is what kind of parent.
Yeah.
My parents were great parents, but I had friends who had terrible parents who like, they lived on pizza pockets.
Yeah, and you're never going to be able to solve that problem. You can tax the hell out of the things you don't like.
Until you start licensing parenthood, and you know what?
That's
give
a scary
these
idea.
Busybodies a little bit of power and a little bit of money, and they would do just
that. They sure
that.
Would.
Until you start licensing parenthood, none of these taxes work, man. It's just a waste of poor people's money, a way to rob from people who don't have it and give it to the government that doesn't need it.
While acting like they're doing those poor people a favor at the same time.
Because we're making you not do something we don't want you to do, so of course that's doing you a favor.
But they're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is, because where's that $15 million coming from, that tax revenue? It's coming from poor people. I guarantee you... 80-90% of that.
Because they got to get their soda pop right before they get their lottery ticket.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Even more money in the state's pockets.
Taxes on top of taxes, baby.
855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll get into the virtual currency world with the virtual currency girls and the Jamie Dimon, who is nowhere near as entertaining. It's Free Talk
Thinking Live. About getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network, where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Will.
Check out the Blink Home Security System. It's great for a small office or your household. And it makes it super easy to get home security set up. Within moments of opening this package, you pop the batteries into the cameras because they're wireless, and then you set it all up with the hub. The one wire in the system is the power cable for the hub. You set that up wirelessly with your Wi-Fi enabled device like a smartphone or a tablet. You get it all up and rolling, what times you want the cameras to be monitoring for and how long you want the clips that they'll send you if they see something move in their purview. You get it all set up. It's super easy to do. BlinkProtect.com/FTL and you've got home security. BlinkProtect.com/FTL like Free Talk Live. You'll get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. We're talking about the soda tax. I doubt anybody's going to call in to defend that idea, but the phones are open all night. You're welcome to do so. I really want to hear somebody explain to me why this is a good idea. But I'll tell you what is a good idea, and that is to say the virtual currency girls. This sounds like a great idea to me. Japanese idol agency, according to news.bitcoin.com, called Cinderella Academy, has created a female idol group called Virtual Currency Girls, consisting of members chosen from an already established idol group with a zodiac constellation theme created by the same agency, but for whatever reason they're not naming what that group is. Each of the group's eight members represents a cryptocurrency that is popular in the Japanese market. According to local publications, 18-year-old Narusa Rara, who represents Bitcoin Cash, is the leader of the group. Representing Bitcoin is 16-year-old Hinano Shirahama, and then they go down the rest of them. There's several others.
Neo. They've got the Chinese cryptocurrency. They've got Mona-chan.
Yep. They've got NEM. They've got Cardano, Ether, Ripple, which isn't really it's not really a cryptocurrency, but, you know.
Now, I love the ideas behind Neo and Mona, because these are basically, you had people in these countries on their own version of 4chan, basically, and they decided, why does the West get to have Bitcoin? I mean, basically, and they decided, well, we're going to create our own cryptocurrency for Asia, and China has Neo. Which is basically a cryptocurrency for China.
I heard about that.
Made by Chinese. And then you have Mona Coin or Mona China.
That's a new one to me. I don't know what that one is.
That's been one I've had a little fun making a little bit of money off of.
Okay.
That one. It's one of those. It's a cycling coin. It started out at the beginning of last year at
for bicyclists.
Less than a dollar.
What's a cycling coin?
What it does is it fluctuates between a little over $7. So like maybe $8.02, all the way up to $14, and then back down. And it does that cycle about once every 2 or 3 weeks.
Is that because people are pumping it?
Yeah.
Is there, like, behind-the-scenes stuff going on?
Yeah, basically.
So,
but if you can catch the patterns when they arise, you can actually double your money if you can buy at least 100 coins. Hmm. Then you can double your money and make some really good.
You've
scratch.
Done good with this cryptocurrency stuff, man. I've never gotten into the trading aspect of it. And obviously there's risk involved.
It's
so,
just
you
like
know.
Poker, man. And I was really good. I was always really good at poker. There's patterns. People play certain ways, mm-hmm. and you notice.
And the markets do the same thing.
Exactly. Markets have patterns, and once you can tap into a pattern and ride the pattern for a couple of weeks, you can make money. I mean, the patterns don't exist forever.
Yeah.
But if you can get in them and then get out of them before you put too much money in, and then the pattern doesn't bounce back and you lose a boatload, which I've had happen before. But in the end, I was still up, you know. So, I mean, get out here in the crypto world, yo. It's a beautiful, you know, a lake to swim around in with plenty of fish.
It's a growing lake too.
It
I
is.
Mean the amount of money.
Watch out for the sharks like Ripple and Coinbase.
Yeah,
the barracudas, man.
Well, not only the big sharks. You're talking about like the big sharks that don't look like sharks. That's what Ripple and Coinbase are. But there's also the little sharks that are going to try to take your money in a Ponzi scheme.
The toadfish.
And there's a bunch of those out there. So you've got to be
those
real careful.
Ugly little things that sit on the bottom of the ocean like the anglerfish, and they dangle something in front of you that you think is a worm.
It's going to be a good deal.
Yeah, and then they eat $700 of your Bitcoin.
You would be surprised how much scam, you know, attempts there are out there. So if you come across something in the world of cryptocurrency and you you know, it sounds too good to be true. First of all, it probably
it is.
But secondly, if you really want to know, just post it on like a local group of, you know, your area Bitcoiners and ask them, hey, have you seen this before? And almost all of them are going to be, oh yeah, it's a scam.
If it's a Bitcoin, if it's a cryptocurrency related, like an exchange or anything like that, and you get punctual good customer service, that's not real customer service. Yeah, that's a phishing scam.
Yeah, that one took you once. So yeah, it's a hard learn. I mean, I've learned a lot of hard lessons.
Rose sent me an email, by the way.
Yeah, I'll talk to you. All right, so Bitcoin.com's report continues here. I've got the pictures of these girls, and the bizarre thing about this, now, I don't follow the Japanese idols, really. I mean, I've watched some of the Korean pop bands here and there. Do they all wear masks? Is that a thing in Japan?
No.
So this seems very unusual. These girls are wearing what are the equivalent of luchador masks.
Yeah, luchador masks.
Luchador, or whatever you however you pronounce it.
Luchador.
Mexican wrestlers.
Luchador.
Right.
Lucha Libre.
Right. Everybody's seen these guys with the full face masks, you know, in wrestling. These girls have that, and the logos of their cryptocurrency are emblazoned across the forehead of each one of these sort of cutesy. I mean, they're not really in that cutesy. There's weird masks. So you can't really see. You know, these might be like the least pretty girls in Japanese, you know, Japanese pop. That's why they're making them wear masks. I don't know. Because normally the thing with the idol phenomenon is they're very, very attractive young ladies and young males. You have the male groups as well. The idol phenomenon, according to news.bitcoin.com, began in the early 1970s. Today, it's a multi-million dollar industry in Japan and South Korea. Talent agencies hold auditions for boys and girls with little or no prior experience in the entertainment industry. They're then trained and marketed as idols or aspiring stars and starlets to be role models and adored for their sweetness and innocence. They sing, dance, perform in plays, and appear in television commercials, among other public-facing work. According to the announcement by Cinderella Academy, the group intends to, quote, promote through entertainment that virtual currency is not a tool for speculation, but a technology that creates a wonderful future.
Amen.
I love that. There are some, you know, people who will say that the idol phenomenon is not really treating these youngsters too well. There's some companies that have a reputation for working them to the bone and not paying, you know, not paying very much, not really respecting them. There's so many of them that want to be, because I mean, imagine this, you know, in the United States, young people are obsessed, a lot of them are obsessed with celebrity. You know, they, you know, when I was growing up, it was Brad Pitt, you know, everybody's into, girls were into Brad Pitt, you know, or Tom Cruise, or there's always
Mel Gibson.
Yeah, or Melanie, what's her name?
Old.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's always some kind of star of the moment that the teenagers in America will change their hairstyle. To be, you know, look like that star. And so in the world of the idols, you know, they take applications from these young people all the time. There's a bunch of these different production companies out there that, I mean, it's just, there's no shortage of people who want to be the next star. You know, they'll line up to go and try to be this. So if they treat these people badly and they quit, well, it's no big deal. There's another line of 100 people at the door trying to get in to be the next star. So maybe it's not the best deal that all of these folks have, but they seem to enjoy it when they're there, and a lot of them do stick it out. So we'll tell you more about the cryptocurrency girls coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Will.
We've got Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM. We are not as pretty as I presume the virtual currency girls are, Will, you and I, but we do love virtual currency, cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
And we do love talking about it. Yes. And informing people about it and informing people of interesting options out there, because there are just so many choices. With 1,300 plus right now, and you're showing off your T-shirt that you got from Amazon with, I don't know, how many dozens of, what, a couple dozen cryptos?
Yeah, it's probably like 20 at least on here.
And but that's, you know, again, still just a fraction of the total. Over 1,300 at CoinMarketCap.com right now. You know, where do you decide, how do you decide where to put your money? Because we don't know what's going to be the next winner. There's no way to know. And any day, you know, 1 week to the next, 1 day to the next, that top 10, it changes. There's stuff on the top 10 that this week wasn't there a month ago. And so you never know what's going to, you know, rise up and displace the top dogs. Now, of course, so far, nothing has displaced the original Bitcoin. Bitcoin Core is the solid number one player.
Yeah.
There's nothing quite close to doing it yet, but this
sucks,
may be the last year that Bitcoin's number one. I mean, given the rise of these altcoins, these competitors this year, the rise in value of them compared to Bitcoin, Bitcoin's market position has been weakening. But still, we don't know who's going to end up displacing Bitcoin. And they might only displace them for another week before something else jumps in there. So who knows what the rest of this year is going to look like? It's going to be crazy. But I can tell you that we're pretty excited about Zencash. And it's not just on Free Talk Live. I believe that they're sponsoring multiple liberty-oriented talk shows out there because the founders are voluntarists. It's in their white paper, their commitment to voluntarism. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization, and they've got great technology, too. So they took the Zcash, Zero Snarks, the Zero Knowledge Anonymity, which is arguably one of the best forms of anonymous payments out there. They took that technology and they put it into Zencash. And they also have brought in decentralized autonomous organizations, which is what Dash does to govern their currency. So they've taken some of the best ideas and the ideas of peace and voluntarism and the things that we really like, and they're rolling it all together into a secure platform for money and messages, and soon, at some point, they're going to add media to that that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. You ought to check it out over at Zencash.com. I'm not telling you it's going to set the world on fire. I don't know what's going to happen in the future.
It'll definitely it'll be one of the currencies that gets rated by CryptoCurrencyCheck.org in one of our special segments. Because that's part
on
of
the
what
the
Call to Freedom does now is we have the founder of a cryptocurrency check type, you know, like they rate,
they're auditing
coins, and Zencash will definitely be one that we will be covering, and we'll spend literally an entire hour delving into their white paper on the air, trying to get the developers on to have a talk with us about, you know,
I'm sure they will.
Oh yeah. And so if you want to learn about Zencash, definitely. You know, listen to us on Call to Freedom before LRN.
You'll have to let us know when that's going to happen.
Oh, we will. We will.
Zencash.com is where you can go to learn more about it right now. That's Zencash.com. Now,
it's
Zencash.
Up.
Is it up?
It's up. I mean, I buy Zencash, personally. I like Zencash. I've owned Zencash for probably about 2-3 months now, before LRN ever even got involved with them. And, it's I bought in at like $34, and it's up over
what's it at right now?
$57 and change.
But, of course, a lot of these things are going up over time. And that was what I was talking about before, where recently at CoinMarketCap.com, it was as high as $850 billion. Now, Bitcoin took a tumble since then, so it's down to about $720 billion. But, I mean, we're still talking about just a month ago it was $400 billion. So the amount of money that's being poured into the world of cryptocurrency, I mean, it's just absolutely tremendous. Even old Jamie Dimon had to admit that he was wrong. This is the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the biggest banks in the United States and probably on the planet. This guy is obviously worth quite a bit of money, and he, you know, his opinions get news headlines. And when he came out this late fall, or I guess sometime this fall, September apparently, at a banking conference, he called Bitcoin a fraud. And went off about how terrible Bitcoin was, and said that he was going to fire people in his company if they traded with Bitcoin on the company's accounts. And then now apparently he's saying he regrets making those comments. But he didn't really say why. He says he's not that interested in the subject. Quote, not interested that much in the subject at all, unquote. But yet all these news agencies keep asking him about it. They keep coming to him and asking, Mr. Dimon, what do you think about Bitcoin? As though he knows anything about these cryptocurrencies. From the comments this guy made before, he just sounds like some doddering old fool. And he doesn't have any clue what he's talking about. Despite his lack of interest, Dimon made an ambiguous statement, this is, by the way, from Cointelegraph.com, about the government's relationship to Bitcoin, telling Fox Business, quote, the Bitcoin to me was always what the governments are going to feel about Bitcoin as it gets really big, and I just have a different opinion than other people. The Bitcoin to me was always what the governments are going to feel about Bitcoin as it gets really big. Well, who cares what the government feels about Bitcoin? First of all, the government doesn't feel anything. It's a, idea. The government's just a concept. It's a thing that it's people made up.
It's a legal fiction.
Yeah.
is one of the popular terms.
But, and that's another way of saying a fantasy created by lawyers.
It's not real.
Right. It's a belief.
It's an idea.
It's a belief that manifests in reality through the in the form of violence.
It's a social construct. Social constructs cannot have rights.
Right.
Social constructs cannot be victims. You know, it's an idea. You can't victimize an idea.
But you can victimize on the behalf of the idea.
Yes, you can.
And that's what we see happen all the time.
That's Americanism in a nutshell. Basically.
Well, I mean, governments anywhere in the world do that. And that, of course, is the idea that, oh, well, we had an election and some people went out and checked some boxes. And so now we get to rule you.
Well, I get to pick my slave owner. So that means it's not slavery.
Yeah. Oh, and you agreed to it in the social contract. So you can't opt out.
Yeah. That piece of paper that I did not sign.
or read at any point. Though it's unclear, according to Cointelegraph, what Diamond intended to say with these words. In the context of his earlier comments on the subject from 2015, he may have meant that cryptocurrency would eventually become government-controlled. In 2015, Diamond stated more clearly, quote, "It's just not going to happen. You're wasting your time. This is..." Can you imagine buying Bitcoin in 2015 and then today looking back and thinking about whether you wasted your time? Yeah, you didn't waste your time. If you bought Bitcoin in 2015 today, you're a very, very happy person. Now, if you're buying Bitcoin today in 2018, at the end of this year, you may end up being a very happy person as well. If it's anything like what 2017 was like with over, 1,500%, 2,000% increases in the price of Bitcoin. Yeah, everybody who bought Bitcoin in 2017 is happy at the moment, unless they bought it like... The 19,000.
Yeah, the peak at 19.
But give it 3 months and it might be up, you know, past
25.
That.
Yeah, or it may come down and its replacement.
It could
pop up.
Anything can happen. We can't predict.
And the smart thing to do is when you see its replacement kind of passing you by, slide your money over into that car as it goes by, you know, and just let it carry your money back up with it.
So, to continue his quote, "It's just not going to happen. You're wasting your time. This is my personal opinion. There will be no real non-controlled currency in the world. There's no government that's going to put up with it for long." Well, that's it, Will. The government's not going to put up with it. We better get out of this whole cryptocurrency thing. It's over.
Oh, I thought that was the reason I got into it.
Oops. Yeah, exactly.
Oops.
Our motivations are different than Jamie.
I'm not here to get rich, yo. I'm here because the government isn't involved in it.
Well,
specifically because the government can't control it, they can't print it, they can't inflate it, they can't deflate it, they can't back it by gold and then not back it by gold.
They can't stop it, they can't raid it, send it to
buy bombs, to bomb Doctors Without Borders hospitals. I'm not contributing to the murder of small children.
It may not be the perfect money, but it sure is ideal from our perspective. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Nothing's perfect, but this is probably the best advancement in money the world has seen, the idea of cryptocurrency. Now, Bitcoin itself is kind of broken for the purpose of money. That's a whole other story. More coming up. Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Will.
And don't forget, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have an email list for those of you that want to be kept in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. If you're not listening all the time, this is a way to do it. Or even if you are listening all the time, you'll still get some information there that you might find valuable. Just sign up for the emails over at freetalklive.com. The email sign-up box is right there in the center, towards the top of the site at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, is on the line in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to celebrate with the people in Nevada over that victory of the Bundy trial. That was something that I kind of thought they had themselves over a barrel and had to drop the charges, but I just couldn't see the government dropping them like that. But it was good.
It happened. They realized they couldn't beat them at a jury. I mean, the juries kept, for those listeners not sure what we're talking about, the Bundy Ranch standoff in, I think it was 2014, where some ranchers, the Bundy family, were and their supporters had a standoff against the federal government's Bureau of Land Management. The juries in these cases have been setting these folks free.
Oh, you mean the FBI murder of that poor old man?
That was later. That was the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge, which involved some of the Bundy brothers, but wasn't the same event as the Bundy trials, although those guys were also let off by a jury as well, many of them. There were a few guilty pleas here and there, but for the most part, when these folks had the courage to take their charges to trial, they found that the juries actually agreed with them, which is was refreshing, because a lot of times juries will just go along with whatever the prosecutors say. So it was nice, nice to see that.
It turns out that at least the reason the judge says that she dismissed the case was because of all of the evidence that started coming out showing that they had done all these dirty deeds beforehand, and they hadn't let that come out in discovery like they were supposed to do. And I think the judge knew all along that it hadn't, that the dirty dealings were taking place, but then it came out in the public arena that these dirty dealings had been going on, and they hadn't been showing it in discovery. So I think the judge, in order to cover her own ass, decided to dismiss it with prejudice finally and drop all the charges.
I appreciate your looking at this here, Gene. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
Well, that's about it, I guess. I was really, I think this is a really big deal, and I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised, because I know the media, but the media really should be covering this more, and people...
Well, they covered the hell out of it when it was happening.
Oh, well, to make it look in a bad light, yeah.
Right, right, because then they could paint these people as, gun-toting nut jobs who, how dare they, cross the federal government. And, it was almost like the media was salivating to see gunfire happen in that case.
Because I was at a gun show this weekend. They had one in Memphis, and the gun shows have gotten so much smaller now. And, of course, now they've got the big police presence. They've got, two or three police cars out front, and, every sale in there now has to have a background check, even if it's between two personal people. But I guess not if you're one of the guys just walking down the aisle with a gun. You can sell it to somebody.
Because that's the way it used to be. Yeah, it's the way it used to be. You could just buy something.
Yeah, if you had a table, you couldn't buy a private firearm that way. And I won't say that I did that, but I did that.
Whoever you are, thanks for the call tonight, Gene. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, yeah, of course you can talk about anything you want. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire on Skype. Hello, Bad Slave.
And happy to be.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I've got a Bitcoin question, Bitcoin Cash, or maybe Dash. I have 0.02389, which actually is over $300 in Bitcoin, and I'm worried about that's enough to diversify it. So I want to first of all. Understand there's been a split. Now, I haven't changed my wallet, and I understand there may be a way of actually getting the Bitcoin Cash split.
So what wallet are you using?
Just the standard Core, Bitcoin Core.
Okay. Unfortunately, the Core wallet is going to be a little bit more of a difficult process because the Bitcoin Core people, they hate Bitcoin Cash. And they're not going to
Bitcoin Cash people don't really like Bitcoin Core all that much either.
Well, I see a lot more nastiness coming from the Bitcoin Core side, just generally. The Bitcoin Core folks, they run the /Bitcoin on Reddit, which is a notoriously censored forum. Anybody that shows up there and doesn't toe the party line gets basically booted out. And it's been going on for a long time. And the Bitcoin cashers are over at /BTC. And they're much more welcoming, it seems, than the Bitcoin Core folks. It's a petty, spat that's going on between these folks. But we can't get into technical support on the air, obviously. There, what I would recommend you do is Google for the name of your wallet, and this applies to anybody. Anybody that had Bitcoin before August 1st, you also. If you have a wallet that has private keys that you control, and if you have a backup phrase, like the 12-word backup phrase, that means you control the private keys. So some wallets like Coinomi or Jax make it easy to extract your Bitcoin Cash from the original Bitcoin that you had. But some of them, like AirBits, which I was really disappointed to find out that AirBits did not make this easy, because AirBits used to be the easy wallet for people to like get into, and it was disappointing. You got to jump through all kinds of hoops. And I suspect the same thing is true of the Bitcoin Core wallet that you're talking about. So I would recommend just Googling the name of your wallet and Bitcoin Cash extraction or something like that,
yeah.
or just Bitcoin Cash. How do I get Bitcoin Cash from blank wallet? And somebody out there has written a step-by-step. Some of them are going to be really brutal. You know, it's going to be a sit-down, study the instructions first. Don't just start going through the instructions. Read through them first to make sure that, you know, you kind of have some kind of grasp on what's going to happen. That way you make sure that you've got everything that you need to have to, because sometimes you're going to need external programs that you have to set up, because you probably don't have it. You know, you'll have to have some sort of external program from which you can shoot out a private key from your original wallet, then import that private key into this other program. And of course, it has to be a program that you trust, because if it was written by a hacker, then they're just going to steal your private key. So there's all this uncertainty that surrounds it. And some people, to feel more secure, will actually hire a geek to come in and do this for them. So I did this for Mark, who is one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. He's just not a computer guy.
Me neither.
You know? And so I said, look, I'll do it for, you know, X percent or whatever, like, you know, 1% or 2% or something like that, because there's a bunch of hoops to jump through. And, of course, if it's a smaller amount of Bitcoin, then the percentage probably should be higher, because the person needs, you know, if you're going to extract $100 worth of Bitcoin Cash, then you're probably going to want to cut like $50 of that to, you know, the geek for doing the work. Now, of course, it has to be somebody you trust, because you're going to be exposing that person to your private keys. And if that person is not trustworthy, then they will just take your private keys and they will use them later, or, you know, just take the money and run.
Right.
So, you know, you don't want to find your person to do this on an internet forum.
No. No.
This needs to be a geek that you know where they live and that you trust them.
Well, I have a wallet that I can't recover because blockchain.info no longer does business with MyBit or something like that.
Hmm.
Multibit is the name of it. Now,
yeah,
that company no longer exists.
Poof.
And they used a 15-word key
backup phrase
instead of a 12-word key.
So and you can't put that into anything.
Nope.
Because everything else is 12 words.
Yep. And I have a Bitcoin wallet out there. I have the keys for it to get into it. It has, you know, probably what was the equivalent of about $60.
When was that, though?
Let's see. The second year of the Midwest Peace and Liberty Festival. So, like, Porkfest 11. So, what, 2013, 14?
So that could be
a lot of, yeah,
$1,000.
Yeah, and right, I can't access it because the company.
What about that software? Can you download that software from like some archive? Because sometimes people,
there's somebody on the internet that's like, oh, I figured it out, and it's like this huge process, and you got to have like an IT degree in order to get into it, and I don't know anybody that's that much of an egghead about that kind of thing that's willing to do. I mean, if I knew there was over $1,000,
do it. Hey, thanks for the call, Bad Slave. I appreciate it. Good luck with that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.